This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hurricanes blasted the Florida Gators 41-17. Next up, Omar Kelly's Florida A&M Rattlers. They're coming to town Saturday at 6 o'clock for the home opener. LSU fell to USC last night 27-20. North Carolina Central down to Alabama State in the Orange Blossom Classic 31-24. Tonight at 7:30, FSU versus Boston College. Mike McDaniel rumored to be signing a 3-year extension with the Miami Dolphins, who get their season kicked off this coming Sunday at 1 o'clock Hard Rock Stadium. These headlines have been brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. On to weather. It's Labor Day, so you're going to get rain. You're going to get sun. It's going to happen. And weather has been brought to you by the Mesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. I am Dan Day, and now it's time for the Joe Rose Show here on 560 WQAM. Well, it really is all about the U today. I am Dan Day, by the way, with my dude, Omar Kelly, the most knowledgeable man in all of Miami.
Don't forget about Vlad. Come on.
No. Hold up.
I don't want to disrespect the show that you guys do on the weekend, which I actually listen to, and I think you guys do a phenomenal job, by the way.
I was trying to say what you were knowledgeable about, not just about us doing a great job, but about the Dolphins, about the U, about sports, but about life.
Most people don't know and realize I'm knowledgeable about the U.
You are very knowledgeable.
What'd you say?
Started writing about the U.
For 7 years, yeah. But you're old enough to remember that. Most people do not have no knowledge.
I would like to say maybe that's how you started.
Yeah, yes, here
in
this
market. WNBA action, too.
No, WNBA action. I covered the Heat for a year.
Covered the Soul, yep.
A true Renaissance man.
Yes, sir. That was in the beginnings. I did not cover high school. Fortunately, I was blessed to walk into this market and not have to do that. Thank God. But I did cover high schools in Palm Beach.
Man, we're blessed in this market right now to have a guy named Cam Ward transfer from Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
How impressive was he?
I probably haven't seen that level of quarterbacking in South Florida in I don't even know if Dorsey ever did it. I think Vinny Testaverde, maybe.
With the athleticism?
You know what, Vlad? I'm glad you say that. I'm glad you say that because people are going to – I put out a tweet yesterday, which all Canes fans got in their feelings about because, you know, they're still taking victory laps. They're going to be taking victory laps for the next 2 weeks. They're going to tell you how the U is back, how the U is great. Great again. They're once that power that they once were. They're going to slap around everybody in the ACC.
They are the best team in the ACC, apparently. That's what everybody's saying.
But there were so many plays from Cam Ward that made me say, that were like, ooh. But then I said, Like, just the throwing across his body, the can't stay in the pocket, scrambling, buying time, improvising to throw and make a play. But the last time I remember a quarterback who was doing that, his name was Tua Tagovailoa. He was University of Alabama, and it cost him his hip. And I just, those plays are great. You see Patrick Mahomes make those plays a couple times a game. You see Patrick Mahomes scramble and run late in the season in December. You wait to pull those bag of tricks out when you absolutely need it and when the season is on the line. Because if you do it on a consistent and regular basis and you make it a habit, you're going to end up hurting this in playing this game. And I watched Cam Ward and I was like, man, that's so sexy. That's so tantalizing. And then I also said, that's so damn dangerous.
It is very dangerous. I was a little worried about his cavalier attitude. Also, Ken Dorsey, let's give him a little bit more respect.
Yeah. I love Ken.
Come on.
Yeah. No. I'm not disrespecting Ken.
It's not disrespecting Dorsey. It's just the fact of the matter is we haven't had a quarterback at the U that can really make plays out of the pocket when everything's not structured.
Correct.
And he can, but it's also a dangerous line, like he said, because you're going to get hit. And if you get hit, like you said, you could bust up your leg or a hip or a shoulder.
He's got a brick wall of an offensive line in front of him. Stay behind your protection.
Yeah, you got some guys that's going to the next level on that offensive line.
So. You got a hell of a running back. Stay behind your protection.
Yeah, Damian Martinez didn't overly impress me, but at the same time, it was one game. That he's a transfer out of Oregon State, one of the highly touted transfers, just like Cam Ward. But it's a long season. Cam Ward did look impressive. Sometimes he looked like he was, I liked his swag, but sometimes, like you said, it was a little like, okay, let's tighten up a little bit. But one game, now we have to ask the question, how good or how bad is Florida? I'm not asking about Billy Napier's future with Florida because I'm not worried about that.
Isn't that a $20 million buyout?
It doesn't matter about that. You think the SEC cares about that?
That's a lot of money.
Brian Kelly started looking around last night after that LSU performance.
Oh, my God. Did you really just throw Brian Kelly out?
They signed him to 10 years, so he got Mario Kelly.
Yeah.
Mario Cristobal's on that big contract, too, but Cam Ward, and then we were talking about this the other day, and you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, but the most impressive players in the country after 1 week or 2 weeks, however you want to look at it, have been Travis Hunter, of course, for Colorado. Unbelievable, by the way. Does he have the durability? They're going to run that poor guy all over the field. But Cam Ward is right up there with one of the top three players in the country, I thought, this past weekend.
Probably top five. Probably should be Heisman front runner. I think the university.
No, Travis.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
And Shadur.
Okay.
And Cam.
But they're not going to win, though. Colorado is not going to win.
We're just talking about after week one.
I mean, Tennessee. Tennessee quarterback was balling. I don't even know the kid's name, but just win. Stop focusing on everything else and just win. Get back to what you once were by being consistent. Continue to develop. Not falling apart because of injuries. Not making bad coaching mistakes. Not taking your foot off the gas. University of Miami is taking their foot off the gas for 20 years.
Foot off the gas for 20 years?
20 years. I say it with conviction in my voice.
Conviction in your voice.
20 years.
You're taking forever to figure out. Look at you. You're thinking right now. You're in like, you're one. You're
last time, Peach Bowl. Count it.
I just don't see teams taking their foot off the gas. I think teams always try to win and try to put it away.
I thought take their foot off the gas.
What do you mean teams don't? Yeah, why don't you take a knee? That's taking your foot off the gas. Why don't you take a knee when you're...
Actually, that's putting your foot on the gas because you're not giving up.
No, that's not putting your foot on the gas. If you take a knee, that's the game. That's being smart. They're not the smartest team sometimes.
I just don't see teams saying at the end of the game, like, oh, we're going to take our foot off the gas. Isn't it always kill, 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 go, go, go?
No. In college, yes. But I'm talking about for the season. They don't take a loss and then let it be a hangover for 3 weeks.
But yeah, things did kind of spiral down last year after the Georgia Tech game.
It's done that for the last decade. What are you talking about last year? That's their MO.
Yeah, when they lost to Pittsburgh, when they were undefeated, and then they decided, then after that, they lost the ACC championship game and then the bowl game.
Mm-hmm. We deserve better. That's all I'm saying. And this is a great start. Just don't lose focus. Don't start feeling yourself.
Will you be at the game next Saturday for your alma mater?
Probably.
Coming to town? Come on.
Absolutely. Probably.
Are you going to be wearing the FAMU gear?
Yes.
Okay. I respect that.
What you want me to wear? UM gear?
I mean, there's people. We live here in South Florida. There's people born and raised in Boston that swear they're Heat fans. They swear they're Miami fans. I'm like, ooh.
I don't even know if I own UM paraphernalia. I know I own Dolphins paraphernalia. Yeah. I don't own UM paraphernalia. That might be a good thing to get.
After next week.
It's orange and green. Same thing.
Yeah. That's true. It's true. Yeah.
So I'll wear my LeBron James FAMU basketball jersey, and we'll pretend like, you know, hey.
Did you feel as though it was as much of a must-win week 1 for Miami and Florida as you can possibly get in a season?
No.
And there's, it's hard to say, especially now that you have the playoff. And
yeah, you can rebound. No.
Can Florida rebound, though?
Yeah, they can. Will they? Probably not. But they can. They can rebound. Will they? Probably not.
Yeah, that's a question we have to ask now. How good is Florida? How good are we? I mean, it's just week 1. Of course, we passed the eye test. Cam Ward looked great. Defense looked good. Reuben Bain Jr. even got hurt, and we still played really well.
Yeah.
They were only 1 of 9 on third down conversions. That's something you have to be happy about. But at the same time, it's week 1. We can't go too crazy. Can't get too high. Can't get too low. You have to feel good as a Miami fan that you had, and like I said, there are no givens, but you have 2 winnable games ahead of you against Florida A&M and Ball State.
Why are you taking, you know?
I'm not taking shots.
Listen, you know Florida A&M has beaten the University of Miami already, right?
Okay, I'm saying 2 winnable games. I said there's nothing given.
Oh, okay, 2 winnable games, okay.
I said there's nothing given, but you got 2
okay,
winnable games.
All right. Just make sure you know we're not a layup.
I'm not saying that. I said there's nothing for sure, and it's 2 winnable games.
Okay.
And then you get South Florida. That's another in-state rival. And then you get into ACC play against Virginia Tech. And I don't know if you saw any of the
Didn't South Florida get UM one time?
You're probably thinking of FIU got us at...
No. I think UM or USF or UF. No. USF or UCF. Did one of them didn't get us during the Randy Shannon era? Didn't one of them?
No, I know. Didn't we lose to FIU?
Yes, everybody knows we lost to FIU.
I don't remember. I remember the fight with the FIU on the field that what's his name got crazy for during the
Lamar broadcast. Lamar, yeah.
Look, I don't take anything for granted. You should never take anything for granted at any level because we've seen crazier things happen. It's just now you figure you get that first win. Mm-hmm. You kind of see what you're about. Offensive line looked good. Defensive line looked good. Quarterback looked really great. Now, once again, are you as good as your best day? No. Are you as bad as your worst day? No. But you kind of feel as though things are trending in the right direction with Mario Cristobal. You get, like I said, 2 somewhat winnable games. I'm not going to say they're layups, not bunnies by any stretch of the imagination, but they are games that you can win. Then you go USF, you know, and I don't care what anybody says. It's their Super Bowl. They see Miami on the schedule. They want to win. They want to win the state championship. They want to say that. And then, of course, Virginia Tech. I don't know if you saw them against Vanderbilt. A tale of 2 halves. Absolutely basura in the first half. But world beaters in the second half, and Vanderbilt just ended up winning up and beating up on them at the very end. They missed a field goal, but then they got into overtime and scored a touchdown. So you really don't know what you're going to get with Virginia Tech. And then I don't look any further than that. You know, you can't really look any further than that.
Yeah, you'll be a totally different team by injuries at that point.
Yeah. How important are injuries? I mean, we saw how much it affected the Dolphins last year. We saw how much, I mean, Tyler Van Dyke, maybe, maybe not. But is there any way you can even possibly budget for the injuries that could possibly happen? I mean, Reuben Bain Jr., once again, you say, oh, they said a soft tissue issue. They're going to sit him out the next 2 weeks. He should be fine. We've heard that before with guys, mm-hmm. and never seen him play again. So
yeah, to me, injuries are part of the reason why I don't make no bold statements or predictions like, oh, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl or again or three-peed. No, because you don't know what they're going to look like from an injury standpoint. If the Kansas City Chiefs lose Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, or Chris Jones for half a season, they're a completely different team. And I could say the same thing about the Miami Dolphins. If they lose Tua Tagovailoa or Calais Campbell or Zach Sealer or Jalen Ramsey, they're a completely different team. So you got to, you know, and just look at the Miami Dolphins in terms of what has happened in the preseason. They have lost probably three guys to season-ending injury in each of their preseason games. Two guys to season-ending injuries in each of their preseason game. Now, they weren't important guys, and sometimes they were guys that probably weren't even projected to make the team. But if you're on the field and you lose a linebacker, you lose a linebacker. Mm-hmm. Can that happen during the regular season? Because you want to act like they're like, oh, the linebacker that was playing is completely different than David Long, who's got injury history throughout his whole career. Like, no. You understand what I'm saying? So when we start to play games and you start to see who falls and who doesn't come back up, then we can sort of prognosticate. And it's the same thing with UM. You know, we've seen that team get watered down by injuries. And the worst thing that could possibly happen to us is Cam Ward suffers an injury, because I don't even know if anybody can name the backup. So let's stay in the pocket, young man. Let's stay in the pocket. I'm not even bothered by the cross-the-body throws. I'll let them ride. You're a gambler. You're bold. I'll let it ride, because it worked out for your first game. Let's see if it except for that interception. Mm-hmm. Let's see if it can consistently work out for you. But all that scrambling, getting out the pocket, buying time, stay your behind in the pocket, young man.
Oh, okay. Tell them to stay in. Don't get too confident in what you're doing. So Cam Ward did look really, really good. Mike McDaniel, we know he's going to be here in Miami, hopefully for a long while, but a little while longer.
You never know. You never know. I can name you two guys that signed extensions right before they got fired that same year in Miami for the Dolphins.
I've been very, 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 very careful to not say any definitives in this first segment. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more Cam Ward. We're going to talk what you think about this Mike McDaniel alleged extension. Once again, it's not done deal.
Oh, it's not alleged.
Once again, don't want to speak indefinites. This is Omar Kelly, Vladimir Louisson. I am
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Dan Day filling in for Joe Rose as he takes Labor Day off. He'll be back tomorrow, and we'll be back in just a minute here on 560 WQAM.
Hey.
Happy Labor Day. I am Dan Day along with Omar Kelly and Vladimir Louisson. This is the Joe Rose Show. Joe will be back tomorrow along with Hollywood Danny Rabinowitz. Mike McDaniel signed is expected to sign a 3-year extension through 2028.
Mm.
Players love Mike McDaniel.
Well, you know what that means, guys.
He's got another year.
Kiss of death.
That's a marriage. Him and Tua are stuck together, man.
Come on, bro. They were already proposed.
Yeah, they were engaged.
They say I do.
But we know that they're for the next 4 years, this season and the next three, at least. Well, no, four.
You know what it says to me?
I know what it says.
What does it say?
What it says to me is congratulations to Chris Greer and those guys. They are all in. They have put their chips all in the table, and they are saying we have to do this now.
What it's saying to me is expect a championship by 2028, or this has been a failure.
What did we say?
You got 3 years.
Yeah. No. That's what the Tua and Tyreek extension was about.
That's just everybody. That's just any competitive team.
Yeah.
Any team. You got 3 years.
Absolutely.
In those 3 years.
Kansas City got 3 years.
You don't win. You got to reload, replenish, or regroup.
Yep.
Yep, you actually bought yourself some time because
the Buffalo Bills just redid it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Everybody has 3 years, but this is a little bit longer, though.
You bought yourself time, I thought.
Because you still had 2 years.
Hold on. So are we counting 2024? So that, because 24, 25, 26, 27. Damn, 28?
Yeah.
We don't have 5 years.
I know we don't have five, but when you look at it in full, in macro, it's five, Dan, in the Omar. But we know they got three.
Don't be talking the algebra to me, man.
Listen.
Macro, micro. I'm a writer. I didn't pay attention to math.
They have 3 years. They signed Waddle. They put all their money, all their eggs in one side of the basket.
No.
Waddle, Tua.
Jalen Ramsey's going to have his hand out next year.
That's next year. I'm talking about now.
Okay.
Okay, because they didn't pay Wilkins.
Stop. Right?
They didn't pay that side of the ball.
I'm going to keep an eye on Christian Wilkins this year. I'm already a Raiders fan, but I've said this for a long time. You know, I keep eyes on not just our guys, on the other guys. I'm keeping an eye on him.
I'm sorry. I was not paying $24 million a year for Christian Wilkins.
I know. I have expectations this year.
I get that. Wilkins. But don't be shocked if that side of the ball suffers.
I expect
a lot of shootouts. Yeah. I expect a lot of shootouts early in the season.
It's funny that you say that because for the Miami Herald, the publication that I work for, I have done a roster breakdown for what you started the season with last year to what you're starting the season with this year. And improvement, did you improve or did you get worse in each unit? And it's very clear there are two units that did not get better at all. And part of the reason is because you lost two $100 million players in Christian Wilkins and Robert Jones, and you replace them with minimum salary players.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you do that, don't pretend like you got better. And the offensive line and the defensive line, they are not better. And the question is, you know, this organization and this GM, he laughs at you. You have concerns about the offensive line. He laughs at you in your face. And I'm speaking to myself. He's like, hey, you guys are far more concerned about the offensive line than we are.
Well,
like every other team.
Yeah.
Case in point, my team. Last season, they didn't handle the offensive line like they should have.
They had a quarterback that didn't have an internal clock also for half the season.
Ooh.
Oh. Zach Wilson.
I'm talking about not handling the offensive line. Look what happened. Aaron got hurt four plays into the season, but that's because he was getting rushed. The Buffalo was putting pressure on them. If you don't take care of the offensive line, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
You're not going
to win. Pretty much.
That is it. If you ain't getting pressure on the quarterback or you're not protecting the quarterback, you're not going to win.
I have one major concern about this season, and it's keeping Tua upright, keeping him protected. I have my doubts. I have my concerns. Their response is, hey, these young guys, they're going to improve and play better at a different level. Liam Eichenberg, Robert Jones, Lester Cotton, they're going to grow up and become NFL players. And I'm just like, man, come on, bro.
How long have we seen Liam Eichenberg for?
See, I know Dan was going there. I knew he was there. And Dan, and that's the thing. I always have question every year.
I mean, Austin Jackson, we kept asking.
He did. No.
When's he going to show up?
And Austin Jackson is the hope. Every time they mention those guys.
And it's always Def Taxes and Teron Armstead's going to miss more than four games in a season.
Got a backup this year, though.
Ooh, Patrick Paul?
Yeah. They had a backup last year. Kendall Lamb played well.
Yeah, but Patrick Paul, as impressive as he was during training camp, He's still a rookie, and he's still raw.
Omar's been there. And
but he's got rare, unique skills that very few human beings have. He's a 6'7" man with 7'4" length arms, 330 pounds, good feet, can move.
Wait, him being 330 is good as long as he doesn't gain weight because I don't want a Mekhi Becton situation.
Yeah, I know you're.
I'm still scarred.
I mean, but you draft him at 350. That's your problem. Yeah. You can't draft a guy over 330. Like 330, and then we get him lean. That's the thing about I hate when people say, "Oh yeah, when we get this college player in our program, we'll lean him up." Are you serious? You're going to give a fat boy millions of dollars and tell him to get skinny?
Yep. That's what you do.
Like, are you serious? A guy who's been on a meal plan and a college program, and now he can afford to eat whatever he wants?
In this city of delicacies? Come on, man.
Yeah, man. What do you expect him to buy himself a personal chef to come cook for him?
That's what you'd expect if you give him money.
But in fairness to the Miami Dolphins, and this is why they are voted the first-class organization, they've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner prepared for you. Even on your day off, you want to go to the facility, get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you can go to the facility.
Damn, I would never buy food. I would just go to the facility all the time.
Well, I do it right now. I never they feed us as well. So, outside of breakfast, like, I don't get breakfast, but they pretty much take care of lunch and dinner.
All right.
The food is good up there.
Yeah, it is good.
I'm not getting into Dolphins catering. I've heard enough about that on all the I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear from Omar, because Omar, you are boots on the ground. You are always at Dolphins practice. How far has Patrick Paul come? I know he was a quote-unquote project. I follow you.
Yeah.
I read you. I've heard that you said he's come leaps and bounds. Is he somebody that we can actually, when I pardon the pun, lean on this season to help us out on the offensive line?
Absolutely. I'm thinking that he might be able to. I initially said hell no because he's too big. He's too big. I think he could play guard. I think he could play left guard if need be, because Laremy Tunsil did that his rookie season. Yes, there's a size difference, and yes, he can't get into a 3-point stance. The body's just too big to get into a 3-point stance. But his movement skills, he can pull like a guard. He's that athletic. You saw him in the preseason, second level blocking 10, 15 yards down the field.
He's fantastic.
And yeah, that was against smaller competition and non-NFL starters. But if you could do it, you could do it. And the puppy bought a bit. So I'm pretty confident that he can get the job done. I don't know if I would want to do it, but in a desperate state, if you're going to consider, because they asked Kendall Lamb to move inside the guard, and he's like, no, I can't do it. Sorry. If you're going to ask a tackle to move inside the guard out of a desperate state, I think Patrick Paul can do it.
Okay, everyone's been talking all this offseason about the offensive line being a huge question mark. Is there smoke with that fire? Or is there fire with that smoke, I guess I should say?
I would say the house is ready to burn down.
Oh, why are you doing this to me? It's Labor Day, man. We're supposed to be having a good time, enjoying ourselves.
Is that what Labor... You know, you guys know, I don't know what Labor Day is. I have no idea. One, understand, and let me rant for a minute. Understand, I work in sports, as do you two gentlemen. We work every holiday but like 4th of July.
Fam, what do you mean? We work the 4th. I was coming in, I'm like, yo, there's nobody here. Why are we here?
Listen, so in sports, understand, for you folks that are out there listening, and if you're listening, probably on your job to work and like us. We get no holidays. I will be in Green Bay on Thanksgiving. I don't get holidays.
And people get mad at us. Why don't you want your team playing on Christmas Day?
Because
I want to have Christmas.
Yes, exactly. So understand, I don't know or understand most of these holidays. Labor Day, I have no clue what it is.
I can't even.
It's like you're celebrating me for working by not letting me work.
Isn't it something about you can't wear white after Labor Day?
You're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
but we're in South Florida. Do those rules apply?
No, because we wear. What do you think the Dolphins are wearing on Sunday?
Oh, Dolphins should wear some white every Sunday at home.
What'd you think about the Canes all whites this past weekend? Vlad was very impressed with the all whites.
They were clean.
I didn't even notice.
They were clean. I noticed.
I didn't even notice.
I noticed. They were clean. I liked them. And I'm not a Shells guy.
I want to congratulate all the Canes fans who went up there to Gainesville.
They look like they were representing.
I want to shout them out because there are certain stadiums that it's nearly impossible to get into.
Ben Hill?
Huh?
You talking about Ben Hill Griffin?
Yeah.
In Florida game?
Yeah.
Game? Yeah.
For those Canes fans who not only just made the drive.
And dominated.
But got in the stadium because they bought a ticket, whatever you had to pay to buy a ticket. Congratulations to you. Because.
Well, wouldn't that also stay that how the University of Florida is the Gator faithful so disappointed with the team that they were willing to give.
Listen, everybody got a price.
Right, no, but I'm saying, yeah, I know.
I'm sure.
But if the Gators were good, that.
Vlad, I'm sure even if you had some UM home tickets and the game was at home, I'm sure you're going to put your tickets up on StubHub a price.
If I could, yeah, but I'm just saying, if the Canes were good.
It don't matter. Everybody got a price. I'm telling you, Vlad, everybody got a price.
If the Gators were good and ranked, I don't think they would have. They would put those tickets up to sale like that.
I'm telling you, Vlad, I think if you had season tickets, no matter how good your team was, you're going to put it up on StubHub just to see at a high elevated price. You expect nobody to pay. And if they pay it, then you're going to be watching it from home. I'm just telling you, everybody got a price.
Another good thing about the U fans that just didn't get into the stadium, they had some U fans sitting in some good seats.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These were clearly... I'm gonna put my price up. If you pay that price, I will sell you the ticket. My homeboys, they were sitting in some really good seats, and I don't even want to know what they paid for them, because it had to be good 500.
That's basically the Gator faithful saying.
Yes,
we suck.
Nah.
We might as well get some money out of it and then just watch the beat.
I would like to pay my season ticket in one game.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, everybody got a price.
And what they're saying is, Billy Napier, you're on the clock. If your fan base is like that.
He's been on the Foreman. It's
sizzling. I don't even think he's on.
No, it's sizzling right now. It's sizzling. It's like, when they flip it, when you flip the burger or you flip the meat, and it's just shh. It's just making that noise. Yeah,
I'm a big smoke fire guy. Like, I remember one time LSU lost to Auburn and they called an emergency meeting. And I was like, why? They're like, we got to talk if they fire Les Miles tomorrow. I was like, they're not going to fire Les Miles tomorrow. I should have known. The next day they made the announcement. Billy Napier is on the clock. Right now they're meeting, trying to figure out when and where they're going to do this, because he's not the answer for Florida. But this isn't a Florida show. This is a Miami show. Mario Cristobal. Got the recruiting up. I don't know about you, Omar. We'll talk about it in the next segment. We're about to take a break. Recruiting, how important is it to you? I'm going to ask you and get your answer next here on the Joe Rose Show, 560 WQAM. Happy Labor Day here on the Joe Rose Show. I am Dan Day, along with my cousin Vladimir Louison, Omar Kelly. Huge fan of the U. Also, beat writer for the Miami Herald when it comes to the Miami Dolphins. Gotta say this. Of the weekend, maybe not the most impressive team, but one of the top three most impressive teams from the weekend had to be the University of Miami. They went in, hostile environment, 90,000 fans.
Was it really hostile?
Cam Ward would say it wasn't as hostile as people make it, but still, it is a road trip. It is a major SEC school. It is rival, and they looked great. You can't argue 41-17. I couldn't ask for anything more realistically. I mean, you can always ask for 76-0. But I thought they were a top three performer this week one of the college football season. I'm talking about Miami. USC also, congratulations to them. They looked all right last night too. But Miami to me was one of the top three performers this weekend. Overall body of work. The way I feel.
They put that smack down.
Yeah.
Anytime you put that smack down, you can raise your head up high. Hopefully they sell some season tickets behind this.
How many people you think gonna be at Saturday 6 p.m. game? By the way,
don't disrespect my family, Rattlers.
No, I know FAMU is gonna be there. How many people you think is gonna
from
be there?
UM?
Yeah, and how many?
Nobody. But
you think 30,000
from UM for UM
for the game?
Oh no, it'll be 50,000 out
you
there.
You think? Okay,
so it's the home opener.
It's not even a home opener. It's FAMU.
It's FAMU, bro.
Like,
there's going to be more FAMU fans than UM fans. I think UM fans.
There'll be 20,000 at least FAMU fans.
Yes.
Including myself.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
You think FAMU is going to outnumber
FAMU?
FAMU.
Like family and you.
Florida A&M University, you think there's going to be more fans for them than there is for the University of Miami?
No. I think it's going to be about a 60-40 split.
Okay.
40% FAMU fans. I mean, us Rattlers, we show up.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. No, I see the license plates all over the place.
Yeah. We're strong pride for people now. We'll show up, show out. This is our team.
I want to see how many people
this is our band
to the next two home games between FAMU and Ball State.
There you go. That's a good measuring stick, because FAMU, we gonna represent. Now
Ball State might not represent.
No, Ball State is definitely not gonna represent.
Fighting David Letterman's.
But I just want to see how many UM fans, because I just want to see on the fans.
Fighting Dave Hyde's too, by the way.
Oh, Dave Hyde, represent.
Shout out to Mr. Hyde. But I'm just saying, I would like to see the fan base represent these next 2 weeks against teams that are not, no offense to FAMU, but should get their ass handed by UM before they go on the road against South Florida and then come back for the Virginia Tech game. I just don't want them just, you know, showing out for the games, the big games, or
Big conference. But you know games. Who we are. You know who we are as fan base. So.
Well, every fan base struggles when it's not the sexiest matchup. I mean,
not in the early 2000s. No. Those noon games were 78,000 people at the OB.
Who? No. I used to cover those teams. No, sir.
The other thing is, you get this.
No, it was not.
I was covering the games.
No, it was not.
It was 70,000, bro.
At the OB, one OB don't hold 70,000. It was like 60-something, 66 or something like that. Unless they put it in the stands on the
okay,
side.
Okay, I was about to say.
At FSU.
There was some 80,000 FSU games. So what are you
FSU,
talking about?
They'll put the stands on the side. Okay. But they play Virginia Tech and who they play in the ACC? Rutgers. Man, be about 30,000 people.
I understand that. Well, what you get a lot of the times, too, and you'll see this at Miami, if they start winning, people will show up for the beginning of the game. It's just they don't stay very long.
Really?
Yeah. They come, they watch the first quarter, first half, they roll up.
I don't think so.
Well, it depends who they're playing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if Miami were number one in the nation and playing Ball State.
No, we're going to show up late, so we're not even going to show up for the kickoff. Two, by the time we get there, and still people do that for Dolphins.
Man, what are you talking about? Those noon games, Hove and Beyonce were coming to those 12 o'clock games. What are we talking about here?
Who are you talking?
Those early 2000 Canes, when we were dominant. The last time we were dominant.
Beyonce and Hove.
Yes, they were at the sidelines of those games. Yes. You could give me the face, and I guarantee you people will text right now, 305-567-0560. They'll text you like, yes, Jay-Z and Beyonce were going to those early Canes games.
Jay-Z and Beyonce wasn't even a thing in 2000.
You
were? Oh, yes, she was.
Yeah.
She wasn't
dating Jay-Z.
Yes, she was.
Oh, she was. She was. Damn, Beyonce been in the game for 25 years?
1999.
Damn.
Because I remember she was 17, and someone was like, she's 17.
I said,
no way.
Damn.
Yeah, I was in college.
Beyonce, oh, bro.
That's how long the Canes haven't been relevant.
Hey.
True.
Damn.
Am I lying?
No, you're not lying.
Let's talk about
the last time they were relevant was when they got beat up in the Peach Bowl.
Why do you always bring up the Peach Bowl LSU beating them down like that?
I was there.
Because it happened.
That's
the scarring moment. That is the moment. Name me the last time you were great. It was that game. LSU beat you down
40-8
in the tunnel.
Yeah. Brian Monroe to this day, despite all reports that LSU won the fight on the field and in the tunnel.
Brian.
There was medical reports.
Yeah. Brian. That's okay.
But. Let's say
deep in the tunnel they might have won deep, but I had my binoculars in the tunnel. Yeah, they got their behind whooped.
Getting back to the U being dominant, this is a reason I am a big believer in recruiting. Some people say, you know what, that doesn't mean anything. I like what Mario Cristobal is doing. You look at what Nick Saban's done. You look at what some of the better coaches have done. They always have one of the top five. Georgia has one of the top five recruiting classes year in, year out.
Can you pay for players or not in this era of college football? Are you paying or not?
Dabo's not paying. That's why he's left back. He's not advancing with the times.
Are you paying or not?
Of course.
All right. Then they'll be fine.
And of course, it is a different era now.
Let's not pretend like Mario didn't just buy a team.
That's okay. Yeah. Cam Ward. Look at it. Cam Ward would have taken a pay cut if he'd have gone to the NFL this year.
He would have.
That's not
crazy.
Around.
Yeah. Now, it is crazy. It is crazy.
You know, kids don't want to leave college.
Why? I wouldn't want to either.
I wouldn't want to either because why? Why become a third-string NFL quarterback if I get even selected or drafted when I can make $1.5, $2 million being
– You know how easy it is to get in college?
No, I don't.
I left the word out.
It's a great word. It's a great life.
Well, it's a lot harder than the pros. I'm not even going to lie. It's a lot harder than the pros.
I know.
Omar, we did the math. Now, I'm not saying what Cam Ward, what team he would make or where he would be, but we've done the math.
Yeah, if he was a second-round pick, he'd probably make $6 million.
Was he projected that high?
No. Yeah, probably would have been a third-round pick.
I'm just saying, for guys that are on teams, we did the math. If you make a practice squad, mm-hmm. and you play, because you get paid weekly, apparently.
Yes.
If you make every week of the practice squad, you get about $275,000.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Making more than that as a starting quarterback at...
No. Quarterbacks are making $1 million. You make more.
Why would you go to the pros?
Because you start your clock earlier to get to your big money. If you're that dude, like I think there's one kid that started. Oh yeah, Austin Jackson came in the league at 20.
Yeah,
and he got to his second deal at 24. The hope is that you'll get to his third deal. Now that he's actually a good player, the hope is he'll get to his third deal by the time he's 28. So. You start your clock to get to real money because people don't realize most NFL players don't make real money. Unless you're like a top 12 pick, you're not making real money. Right. Like Javon Holland has not made real money.
He's the guy that's been kind of left out of all this. It's like everybody's getting their deals, and Javon Holland, I think he's a top safety in the league. He's been.
What?
You don't think he's a top safety in the league?
Based on what?
On the way he plays.
Okay, where's his interceptions?
I love Dan. Dan's such a homer for the city.
Pro Football Focus for a long
time. Oh, my God. Don't do that. Mm-mm. Sorry. Don't do that. Pro Football Focus, no. Don't. We're the plays.
So are we okay?
We're the playmaking.
So you're telling me we're okay if we lose Javon Holland after this season?
I didn't say that, but you're like, he's a top safety. Okay, if you're going to say somebody's a top safety, then you know what? They want to be paid like a top safety. How am I going to pay Javon Holland like a top safety when he's done nothing?
Nothing?
Nothing.
What did he do on Black Friday?
Interception.
He caught a punt.
He caught a punt that now your practice squad quarterback threw him and returned it for a touchdown after Christian Wilkins destroyed everybody. And understand he is a punt returner. Javon is actually a punt returner.
I thought he was physical all year long. He made big hits. He made big plays.
Oh, my God.
He was around the ball.
No, I'm not going to because Javon's going to think I'm a hater.
Oh, well, you don't sound like a lover.
Hey, you know what? Somebody from the 561 just texted and said Javon Holland's living off that one interception for a touchdown.
Bro, one interception in the game that he got two fumble recoveries. Like, that's what was last season.
By the way, side note.
He's done nothing.
Why do you guys always like taking former Jet quarterbacks as your backups?
I don't know, man, because I'm so puzzled why this quarterback is here.
You jumped Mike White for Tim Boyle?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's nasty work.
Vlad, don't do me like that, Vlad.
Nah, that's nasty work.
I will say Tim Boyle was the worst quarterback we played last year.
Well, and now he's your backup.
Now he's your backup. Yes,
and that's how Javon Holland's living off, still want to get paid off that.
Yeah, I'm not paying you for a punt return that you scored a touchdown on.
You didn't think he was physical. You didn't think he was around the ball a lot last year before he got hurt.
No.
So I'm not worried if we lose him then. Because Omar Kelly's telling me that Javon Holland.
No, I didn't say that.
So you live off when you live off everything Omar tells you?
No, yes, of course I live off everything Omar tells me.
Is he better than Justin Simmons?
Is there someone that watches the Dolphins more than Omar Kelly outside of Mike McDaniel, possibly?
People do.
Okay, so you don't discount yourself now.
Okay, 4 sacks.
Okay.
For career, just not season. Career.
Okay.
Four sacks.
A safety.
Hold on, four sacks. Over. 4 fumble recoveries, 4 forced fumbles,
how many seasons?
And 5 interceptions. And so he's basically made 1, 2, 3. He's made 3 plays a season, is what you're telling me.
How many years?
3.
4 interceptions, 4 fumbles. 4 fumbles
at the safety positions.
Yeah. There's guys that do more than that. Jamal Adams almost got 10 sacks as a safety. Okay. Like, stop that. So you make one play every.
Yeah,
you know,
he makes basically four plays a season.
Like I'm saying if we don't pay the man and he goes somewhere else, I don't want to hear you guys saying like, oh, we've downgraded.
My point is Justin Simmons, who is an elite safety, who just got signed with, I believe,
the Falcons.
It was the Falcons for $8 million a year. Okay, yeah. Things went south in where he was in Denver. They released him. He cherry picked and found Falcons situation, which isn't that great. But hey,
people believe in the Falcons.
Hey, props to you for getting your money, brother.
You don't believe in the Falcons?
Hell no.
No.
Well, I know why you don't believe in the Falcons.
No, I don't believe them because I saw how garbage they were.
You're a Saints fan as well.
I like that quarterback, though.
That's a rivalry, but you don't believe the Falcons are the best.
No, that wasn't the quarterback. I like Kirk Cousins? I do like Kirk Cousins.
I think he's a good quarterback. I don't know how healthy
he's going to be. I'm a Kirk Cousins fan. I'm a Michael Penix fan. So I do like their quarterback.
So don't you understand why maybe Simmons would have – would you have liked Justin Simmons to come to Miami or take a look at Miami?
Yes.
Okay.
And next year he'll be a free agent. So yes.
Do you not like
the safety situation that the Dolphins currently have right now? Because I'm not. All right, listen.
No.
You just answered it. You weren't a big fan of the signing of Jordan Poyer. Maybe it was a season too late. I know last year they were trying to get him, and he decided to go back to Buffalo.
No range.
You're very worried that. So you do. Like me, you do think there's going to be a lot of shootouts early in the season.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
That brings up a good point. We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
Come back. I want to talk about Anthony Weaver. I haven't seen anything from him because I'm not there all the time. But you can maybe give us a little insight into the new defensive coordinator. That's next here on the Joe Rose Show, 560 WQAM.